cut it out, you know, pop around the leg.
Yeah.
I remember one time my uncle had his milk cow, and something happened. He hurt his hand or something, so I went over to milk for him. And he used to tie his with a brick. Believe it or not, as stupid as I'll get it. Anyway, he had a tie with a brick, and I went to milk, and she squished that tail up there, and the brick come across and hit me in the head. Yeah, we always took people squishing you. We tied a tail, you know, on the side there.
Yeah.
Just loop it. Keep squishing you in the face. Once you put your head up there in your belly, you know, get at it.
I heard of people cutting tail off.
Yeah, we never cut the tail off. Yeah.
They need that, I guess.
Yeah, you need to swat them flies and stinging bee stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Would you call your cow, your little calves in a different way, or is there a way of calling it?
Well, if the calves wasn't with the mama, you know, in other words, if we were weaning them or something, they were already in the pen. No, you couldn't control the calves very much.
Yeah.
They were wild as all get out.
When you got on a horse to get it started, you say?
Yeah. Usually that's all you had to do is pop your lips, you know, and they knew what that was.
Do you ever hear people call sheep?
No. Imagine you get them in here like you do anything else.
Yeah. Huh. Now, a hen on a nest of eggs was a
setter. Yeah.
Yeah. Did, when you ate a chicken, what'd you call a piece of kid like to have so they could pull it apart?
A wishbone.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a story about one who got the shorter end?
You made a wish. One who got the shorter end, you had to keep your wish secret.
Yeah,
that wish was supposed to come true.
Okay.
When I still kill, do that.
When you kill a chicken, what you call the inside parts you might eat?
That you might eat? Well, yeah. You eat the liver and the gizzard and the heart.
Okay. You ever make something out of that?
Mama used to make giblet gravy and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
You ever in that?
What was that?
Hasslet.
What's that?
Just kind of mixing up all of them.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay. Or pluck, you know, or something like that. Well, what about the inside parts of a hog? Tell me all about a hog when you kill it. Did you ever kill hogs yourself?
Tame hog or wild hog?
Well, tame or wild, doesn't matter either.
Oh, yeah, I've killed lots of hogs. I killed 5 hogs last year in the woods.
With a tame hog, what would you do with it?
Well, a tame hog, we take them and you'd have a big barrel. Sit on top of the fire, see? And you had to heat that water up. Uh-huh. And you scald them where you could rake the bristles off.
Mm-hmm.
Or scrape them. And then you get skin them a regular way. Which you had to take and you cut your hocks off and then you gut him. Then you'd take the head off. And then you would have to lay him out on a big board or something, then we'd take and cut the shoulders off, the hind quarters off, then we'd cut the backbone off, and then we'd cut the ribs up, and then take an axe and chop your ribs in your pieces, you know. And you cut your neck roast off. And if you want to go further with it, like making your pork chops, stuff like that, you take your backbone, make your pork chops and all that. Or you could take your ham, you know, you cut it into ham steaks if you want it. You just kept a ham whole.
When you cut the side of a hog, that was the meat between the
ribs and the hind quarter?
Yeah, that was what?
That was your flank. You usually never kept, well, part of that you never kept.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
And then you got, of course, you got your